This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Wendy Davis, the former state senator who unsuccessfully challenged Greg Abbott in the governor's race in 2014, appears to be getting ready to run for Congress in the 21st Congressional District. That district includes part of Austin and is currently held by Republican Chip Roy. He won the seat last year by less than 3 percentage points after Republican Lamar Smith resigned. The Texas Tribune reports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is among the Democratic leaders who've invited people to meet with Wendy Davis next week in Washington, D.C. Tribune reporter Patrick Svitek has that story. Patrick, what can you tell us about this meeting next week in Washington?
So a number of U.S. House leaders, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are hosting an event Tuesday in Washington, D.C. for Wendy Davis. It's being advertised as a meeting in support of her campaign for Texas's 21st Congressional District. She is widely expected to run for that seat, which is currently held by Austin Republican Chip Roy, but she hasn't made a formal announcement yet. Nonetheless, this event, with all the kind of heavyweight Democratic support that's featured on it, shows that she is the kind of overwhelming choice of Washington Democrats and of a majority of Texas Democrats in the congressional delegation.
Texas Congressional District 21 has not been held by a Democrat since Bob Krueger in 1979. So what gives Democrats confidence that they might be able to win it in 2020?
What gives Democrats confidence that they can compete in this seat this cycle would probably at the very least be how well they did in this seat last cycle. The Democratic nominee last cycle, Joseph Kopser, came within 3 points of winning the seat, which, as you point out, is a traditionally Republican seat. It was an open seat last cycle. Lamar Smith, the Republican who held it for decades, literally had retired. And so it was an open seat. And so it was a little bit of a different dynamic. But Kopser, the Democratic nominee, nonetheless came pretty close for such a traditionally Republican district.
Can you explain to us, Patrick, why Wendy Davis is the preferred choice by so many Democrats to run in this congressional district?
You know, she is obviously one of the more prominent Democrats in Texas, especially after her tenure in the state Senate, where she represented Fort Worth, and then after her high-profile run for governor in 2014. She obviously came up very short in that run for governor in 2014, but she ran a pretty well-funded and spirited campaign across the state and got connected and got to know a lot of different Democrats. And especially in the area of this congressional district, which touches San Antonio and Austin, there's a lot of people in this district, you know, who are politically inclined, who remember her and are also familiar with what she's done to stay involved in politics since leaving the state Senate and since that gubernatorial race.
Patrick Svitek, reporter for the Texas Tribune. You can read his story about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other leaders in the House hosting an event for Wendy Davis as she considers a congressional run at texastribune.org. Patrick, thanks for coming on KUT.
Great. Thanks again for having me.